gardening might just be overtaking sourdough baking and TikTok as popular coping mechanisms during this pandemic. One of the many people who've begun a garden is NPR's own Petra Mayer.
So here I am in my backyard, and what you can't see is that I've got this lovely 4x8 raised garden bed. It's brand new this year. I'm one of those people that are trying their hand at gardening. I've got tomatoes, I've got cucumbers, I've got radishes, I've got beets sprouting up. I forgot what those ones are. I think one of them's a zucchini and the other's a spaghetti squash. And I had some watermelon seedlings, but they died in the last cold snap. So that's why I'm out here today, driving in stakes and draping plastic wrap for the next cold snap. I have to be extra careful now because I couldn't actually replace my watermelon seedlings. Garden centers and hardware stores are picked clean. Jennifer Atkinson is a senior lecturer in environmental studies at the University of Washington and the author of Gardenland: Nature, Fantasy, and Everyday Practice. She says she got interested in the pandemic gardening trend when she started noticing some headlines.
Seed suppliers were saying they were completely cleaned out in the early days of lockdown, that seed sales were going through the roof, and that a lot of those customers were first-time growers.
Like me. Now, when you've discovered a new obsession, you want to share it, right? So I put out a call in the company newsletter, and it turns out that a lot of my colleagues here at NPR love to garden. Some are brand new pandemic gardeners, and some have well-established green thumbs. Some don't have backyards.
My garden's basically just my kitchen windowsill, and it's full of little glasses half full of water.
Let's see what I got. Some chives, some Swiss chard, some watercress.
That's NPR One's Tamar Charney in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and business correspondent Alina Selyuk in D.C. Some of my coworkers have serious backyard spreads. From Los Angeles, It's Been a Minute producer Andrea Gutierrez reports that she's got
jalapenos, serrano peppers, Thai hot peppers that my partner likes to dry and grind.
And back here in D.C., All Things Considered editor Sarah Handel says she's planting more since the pandemic hit.
This year in our garden, we've got three different kinds of tomatoes. We've got Swiss chard.
But let's be honest, you're not going to be able to feed your family from a backyard vegetable patch. So why do we love to grub around in the dirt so much? Again, Jennifer Atkinson.
People have always gardened in hard times, but food is only one part of that story. They're also motivated by the desire for beauty or contact with nature. Maybe they're looking for a creative outlet or a sense of community. And there's immense gratification that comes from work that gives you tangible results.
Today's pandemic gardens are often referred to as victory gardens after the patriotic plots of World War II. And Atkinson says that there is some merit to that comparison. But she says what's going on now is much more complex than just an attempt to shore up the food supply during wartime.
What people are starved for right now isn't food, but contact with something real. We spend all day on screens. We can't be around each other at restaurants or ballparks. We can't even give hugs or shake hands. So all of a sudden, the appeal of sinking your hands in the dirt and using your body in ways that matter, that becomes irresistible.
I might not be able to control the news or the weather or whatever it is my sourdough starter's doing in that jar, but I can press a tiny radish seed into the dirt, give it food and water, and watch it grow. Petra Mayer, NPR News, Washington.